Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Megan Roth joining us. We're back with Megan in just a moment.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property. And now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
It's a $1 million deal. Oklahoma State University awarded a $1 million grant through USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture earlier this year to look at water utilization by beef cattle. Dr. Megan Roth, animal scientist with OSU's Division of Agriculture, talked with us about the background of bringing this money home to the Southern Plains.
The year that we applied to the competitive grants program at USDA, they were looking for projects that were going to address adapting agriculture to climate variability. So with a lot of the drought issues that had been going on in Oklahoma and are still going on in Oklahoma and a lot of places, we really kind of wanted to look at issues related to utilization of water in the beef industry. So our project really focuses a lot around measurement of individual animal variation in water intake. It's an integrated proposal, which is one of the really neat things about USDA, in my opinion, is we really get to take our research knowledge and integrate that directly into the Cooperative Extension Service and develop some decision support tools for beef cattle producers to use.
So tell me a little bit about the research part of the overall project, Ken.
So the research side really, again, focuses on water intake in individual animals. So we've got a really fantastic facility at Oklahoma State University where we can measure individual animal water and feed intake. So we can look at the relationship between water intake and feed intake and how that all relates to efficient beef production. And we can simultaneously look at measures of heat stress in those animals within that facility. And really kind of integrate all that information into looking at how cattle utilize water.
Are you also going to be trying to then look at maybe some of the genetics of how to maybe move forward with the next generations of our cattle to make them more water efficient?
Absolutely. So we've kind of got a two-pronged approach in the project, and the first is focused on the development of those decision support tools. So cattlemen have kind of a shorter-term management-focused solutions to kind of help them utilize water as a natural resource. And then to kind of, in the longer term, look at how we can develop cattle from a genetics and genomics standpoint that use water and feed resources more efficiently.
Megan points out that there's been a lot of research on making cattle more feed efficient, in other words, trying to produce more pounds of beef with less feed. Not so much has there been any research on water efficiency, producing more pounds of beef with less water. That's one of her outcome hopes in this research study. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.